أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الكلام كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He's the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance, and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him. I seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and don't die unless you are in a state of Islam. My khutbah today concerning surah number 108, Surah Al-Kawthar, the abundance, or the river that in the Jannah. Allah the Almighty is saying, إِنَّا أَعْطَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرِ فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرِ. Verily, we have granted you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-Kawthar, a river in paradise. Therefore, turn in prayer to your Lord and sacrifice to Him only. For he who hates you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he will be cut off from prosperity and every good thing in this life and in the hereafter. Surah Al-Kawthar, Surah number 108. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, indeed, with no doubt, we grant you Muhammad Al-Kawthar, And Kausar is the name of a river in Jannah, which belonged to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And linguistically speaking, Al-Kawthar mean Al-Khayr Al-Kathir, Al-Balighu fi Al-Kathra, wa la muntaha lah. Al-Kawthar is the abundance with no limitation. And the river which in Jannah is part of this abundance, the goodness that Allah has given to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As it came in hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has ascended to the heaven, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his way back, he came upon a river in Jannah, the banks of which were made from tents of hollow pearls. He asked Jibril alayhi salam, "What is this river?" He replied, "This Al-Kawthar." As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari, Imam Muslim, and Musnad al-Imam Ahmad rahmatullahi alayhima, from Hadith Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, "Atadruna mal kawthar?" قالوا الله ورسوله أعلم قال هو نهر أعطانيه ربي في الجنة عليه خير كثير ترد عليه أمتي يوم القيامة آنيته كعدد الكواكب يختلج العبد منه فأقول يا ربي إنه من أمتي فيقال إنك لا تدري ما أحدث بعدك. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has came in the collection of Imam Ahmad and Imam Muslim. Narration reported by Anas, may Allah be pleased with him. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam questioned his companions, telling them, "Do you know what the Kawthar is?" They said, "Allah and His Messenger knows best." He said, "Indeed, the Kawthar is a river which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted me in Jannah, and the cups of it is equal to the number of the stars and the planets. My ummah will come to drink from such river. One of the people will be separated to the side. I would say, oh Allah, this man is from my followers. He is from my nation. It will be told to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you don't know what he has invented after your death." We can see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam a lot of good things. All the good things of this life and the hereafter, which is more better than this life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah has given him al-Isra and al-Mi'raj. He ascended to the seven heaven in a special journey in the company of the angel Gabriel alayhi salam. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam been given the Quran, which is the life miracle that forever that remain among the Muslims. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam been given the river in Jannah, which you call Al-Kawthar. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam been given the acceptance in the earth and among the angels. And Allah said, وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. And you see Muhammad as the people coming to Islam in troops and groups, not one and two. And this is from the lot of abundance that Allah has given to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The mountains of Mecca have been presented to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to turn to be gold for him, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam refused. and he chose to live like abd and a slave for Almighty Allah. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being given the intercession in the day of judgment, which every prophet and every messenger will run away from it and say, nafsi, nafsi, only my soul, go to somebody else. The only one that will stand for intercession in the day of the judgment is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us in the hadith, which reported by Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, in the collection of Imam Ahmad and Al-Bukhari and Muslim. عُرِضَتْ عَلَيْنَا الْأُمَمْ فَرَأَيْتُ النَّبِيَّ وَمَعْهُ الرَّجُلِ فَرَأَيْتُ النَّبِيَّ وَمَعْهُ الرَّهْفِ وَالنَّبِيُّ وَمَعْهُ الرَّجُلِ والرجلان والنبي وليس معه أحد. إذ رفع لي ثواب عظيم فظننت أنه أمتي فقيل لي هذا موسى عليه السلام وقومه ولكن انظر إلى الأفق فإذا ثواب عظيم فقيل لي انظر إلى الأفق الآخر فإذا ثواب عظيم فقيل لي هذه أمتك ومعهم 70,000 يدخلون الجنة بغير حساب ولا عذاب. بغير حساب ولا عذاب هم الذين لا يرقون ولا يسترقون ولا يتطيرون ولا يكتون يكتوون وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the nation that presented in front of me. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saw this scene, that the prophets coming in the day of judgment as their followers. And he saw one prophet coming with a group of people, maybe about 5 or 9 people. He saw a prophet coming and his follower is only one man. He saw a prophet coming and his followers, his nation, only 2 people. And he saw a prophet that no one follow him. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, while he seen this scene, he see a very big cloud, big scene, big number, and he thought that this is his nation, this is his followers. They told him, no Muhammad, this is the nation and the followers of Musa. But look to the horizon and look to the other side, this is your ummah, which fills the whole horizon. Right and left, look to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is no prophet have more followers than the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In a period of 23 years, look the progress, look to the victory, look to the teaching, look to the nations, look to the moral that he had built among the whole world, and in 23 years. Compared to one of the prophets like Nuh alayhi salam, فَلَبِسَ فِي قَوْمِي أَلْفَسَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ, he remained among his people for 950 years. There is no man, there is no messenger, there is no prophet that he have followed as much as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there is no one, any man, how much great he is, a king or a president or a philosophy or a messenger or a prophet, that he was able to accomplish what Allah had given him in 23 years. His followers was only blocking the horizon to the right and to the left. And in addition to this was a speciality for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the great man, the great messenger, the great Abdullah, the great prophet. What? 70,000 they will enter Jannah with no account, no punishment. This is addition to all this followers. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam been granted all this abundance. 70,000 they will enter Jannah with no account, no punishment. Those people who put their trust fully in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they did not seek spiritual healing, they did not try to do anything like going by superstition. They are not trying to do by any luck or anything like this. They have a full and total trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will enter Jannah. Speciality of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he told us about the Kawthar, he told us that the numbers of the cups that people want to drink from his ummah is equal to the number of the stars and the planets. You can imagine how many people going to drink. But in the midst of all this, a person will be pulled to the side. Why? What his crimes? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, oh Allah, this is from my followers, it's from my nation. But it be told to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you don't know what this person had invented after your death. The salvation, my dear respected brothers and sisters, in following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no deviation, no addition, no deletion. Take it as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had presented you, clean and fresh. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had told us in hadith which reported by Jabir, may Allah be pleased with him, in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhima, أُعْطِيتُ خَيْسًا لَمْ يُعْطَهُنَّ أَحَدٌ مِّنَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ قَبْلِي نُصَرْتُ بِالرُّعْبِ مَسِيرَةَ شَهْرٍ وَجُعِلَتْ لِي الْأَرْضُ مَسْجِدًا وَطَهُورًا فَأَيُّمَا رَجُلٍ أَدْرَكَتْهُ الصَّلَاةُ فَلْيُصَلِّي وَأُحِلَّتْ لِي الْغَنَائِمُ وَلَمْ تَحُلُّ لِأَحَدٍ قَبْلِي وَأُعْطِيتُ الشَّفَاعَةَ وَكَانَ النَّبِيُّ يُبْعَثُ إِلَى قَوْمِهِ خَاصَّةً وَبُعِثْتُ إِلَى النَّاسِ عَامَّةً أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet of Allah is telling us about himself and about the abundance and the lot of goodness that Allah gave him. And as Allah gave all the prophets, but he gives something speciality, special only for the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. How many? Five things. He been given only to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, I've been given victory over my enemy, a distance of traveling a whole month. Before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reached to his enemy, a traveling distance of a whole month, the fear and the terror is already in their heart. They already defeated. Because if your heart is not strong, if you already defeated in your heart, what is, you could not even hold your whipping. You could not shoot, you could not stand firm. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give victory to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is 23 years in the life of nations? It's nothing. But look, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaving with 100,000 of Sahaba when he died behind him. With east and west is already been Muslims and Islam going everywhere. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Indeed, this is a special man. Special man to us and a special man to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I've been victory over my enemy with a distance of traveling 1 month. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the earth to be a means of purification and mask for me. So wherever you are, and the time for salah comes, you can make your salah. You don't have to be in the mosque. You don't have to come from the middle between Colombia and Atlanta. He says, it's time for Zohar. I have to go back again to Colombia to make my salah. You can swing by a rest area. Doesn't matter if there is a water there or not, because Allah made the earth a mosque and purification for you. You can even make tayammum and you make there. Not like the other nation that you have to go to the temple or to the church or the synagogue, whatever they call it, for you to perform your prayer. Being made ease on this ummah, especially for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So wherever you are, and the mosque is not right away beside you, you have your means of purification and you have your musalla with you. Go ahead and make your salah. And Udis, scholars of the world, been made lawful for me. and was not lawful for anyone before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When they enter a battle and they win the battle, they collect the spoils of the war. And if Allah accept their fighting and their jihad, Allah will send a fire and will devour and eat up these things. Nobody can touch it. Doesn't matter if it's gold, if it's silver, whatever it is. But to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the spoils of the war been made lawful for him and for his nation after him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said, it never been made lawful for anyone before me. And I've been given the intercession. I've been given the shafa'ah. If you want the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to intercede for you in the day of judgment, when Adam, when Musa, when Isa, when Ibrahim, when Ishmael, when Yusuf, everybody says, no, I'm not the one. Go to somebody else. Indeed, my Lord is so angry today. He never been angry like this before. I could not go ask Allah to start the account, start hisab. I could not go to somebody else. The people will go to every prophet, every messenger, to anyone. And everybody will say, I could not. The only one is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, I've been given the shafa'ah. And every prophet before me used to be sent to his own local community only. I've been sent to all mankind. Every prophet came for his local nation, his small community, in his country, in his city, in his village. But the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam been sent to all mankind. He's been even sent to mankind and jinn. May Allah send his peace and blessing on the our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who else do you know? Who else do you know that precedes the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in position, in honor, or anything? He is the Prophet of Allah, and he is the Messenger of Allah, and he is the final Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he is Abdullah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet, indeed we give you Al-Kawthar. Do you see the abundance? Do you see all this good that Allah has given to him in this life as well in the hereafter, not only in this life? Muhammad, be grateful to your Lord for what he gave you. So pray only to Allah and sacrifice only to Allah. And let your ummah know that the prayer only to Allah and the sacrifice also only for Allah. I have sincerity and total devotion and have a right near intention that all your good deeds is only for the sake of Allah. Not for showing off. Not for the idols, not for the statues, not for the saint, not for the dead sheikh, not for the graves. All your good deed, do it for the pleasure of Allah. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this? Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ شَعَلِيَكَ هُوَ الْمَسْطَرِ. Indeed, the one who hates you, Muhammad, he is the one going to be cut off from all the good things in this life and the hereafter. You will never be cut off, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You have been given so and so and so in this dunya, and you will be given so and so and so in the hereafter. You've been given because you're loved by Allah. O Muhammad, alam yajidka yatiman fa'awa, wa wajadaka dhalan fa'ala. You were the orphan. He adopted you. He took you. He took care of you. You were the poor. You were misguided. You was worried. You was wonder. What's going on? And he guided you. He gave you Islam. So he's a special to Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So anyone hates this man, anyone speak ill about this man, anyone who hates the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or the Sharia of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah saying he is going to be the author, he is going to be the one cut off from all good things in this life and the worst in the hereafter. because there is no Jannah for him. If you hate the Prophet, if you look at the Prophet, if you dislike the Prophet, or you hate or make fun of the Sharia of the Prophet, or dislike anything from the teaching of the Prophet, you have a trouble, and you better repent. Otherwise, you're going to be cut off, and maybe you'll be cut off soon before later. You may get burned, you may get killed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to send something in you, and it's going to happen to you in this life, and the hereafter, you'll be in sijin, you'll be in hellfire. Brothers and sisters, what other miracle you want to see? The Quran, it talks, and we see it with our own eyes. Look to Abu Jahl, look to Abu Lahab, look to all those kuffar who denies the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and who hate the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or try to destroy the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What happened to them? Did they progress? Maybe they have some money for a little while, some possession for a little while, but what happened after this? Read the history and see those who hate the Prophet. But it's not only for 1400-1500 years ago. Today it will happen. Anybody hates the Prophet or hates the Sharia of the Prophet or making fun of the Prophet, he will be cut off from all good things in this life and in the hereafter. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar fasalli li rabbika wanhar inna shani'aka huwa al-akthar. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين وأسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى to send his peace and blessing on his prophet Muhammad, the beloved one. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. With no doubt, my dear respected brothers and sisters, that every Muslim who have any love in his heart for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been disturbed by the news that we heard concerning this kuffar who disrespected the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we said, or I say, don't look to the reaction, but look to the action. Look to what he did to stir this war. Subhanallah, people want to step in my toe and tell me how I supposed to shout or how I supposed to react. You are not stepping in my toe, you are stepping on my heart. You are stepping in the most dear thing to me after Allah and his book, and this is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Muslims, they have the right to react because it's part of their deen. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, when one of you sees something objectionable to Al-Islam, let him change it with his hand. If he could not, let him speak against it. If he could not, let him at least hate it in his heart. But my point I want to clarify to you today, my dear respected brothers and sisters, this doesn't mean we act crazy. We are Muslims. Yes, we love our Prophet. We love our Quran, we love our Kaaba, and we love everything that related to this deen. And does not mean because you want to react that you have any emotion. You need to think. You need to think what you're doing. We saw that some people went and killed some Muslims. They go in demonstration, and if anybody standing in front of them because they want to attack a bank or a building or whatever, they kill them. It's not right. He's a Muslim. His blood is sacred. Doesn't matter if he's standing by a bank or standing by a bar. He's still a Muslim. He's a Muslim, but he's a sinner. You don't have the right to kill him. Kill him for what? What did he do? When we see that some Muslims go and burn cars of Muslims, this doesn't make sense. This is the property of the Muslims. It has to be honored. It has to be respected. And by burning cars, what is going to do? So what we're saying, that we have to know how to react. And when the Prophet ﷺ, one day he passed him by the grave, he saw a woman by the grave, wailing, crying, shouting. The Prophet ﷺ told her, اتق الله واصبري. Fear Allah and be patient. This is not the right way. Yes, you lost your son, unless you have somebody in the grave, but remember Allah, fear Allah, and have sabr. He said, إليك عني. Go away, leave me alone. You have not been affected with the same calamity like me. She didn't know. That means she was so emotional in her, with her problem, that she did not even recognize the Prophet ﷺ, and she talked to him in this manner. Later on, she been told that this is the Prophet of Allah. She ran to the house of the Prophet ﷺ, asking the Prophet to forgive her. What the Prophet said to her? He said, إِنَّمَا الصَّبْرُ عِنْدَ الصَّدْمَةِ الْأُولَى. Patience and endurance when the calamity falls in you. This is the time when you have to know. Control your tongue, control your emotion, control your limbs. Do the right thing. Nobody said you don't do, but do things which can bring a result or can bring about a change or correction. But don't go burn cars. Don't go kill some Muslims. Doesn't make sense. Men and women go for the demonstration, mixing together. Women shouting, raising their hands. Who said this is Islam? We have to think when we act, in my brothers. Yes, we understand that these people hurt, and we also hurt. But when we hurt, we have to know how to express our hurt and our feeling. Because burning cars, destroying properties, killing people, men and women mixing together, this is not Islam. My dear respected brothers and sisters, also I would like you to act and be practical. Sometimes it's easy to jump and start shout and do demonstration, do things like this. But really, let's sit down for a moment and think. Do we really love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Do we really love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And what does it mean that we love the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? It's so easy that we jump in the street. Demonstration. Okay? But I tell you one thing. What about you do a homework for 1 week, for the coming week? Every day try to bring something new in your life from the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you really love the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not only when somebody say something, we jump, and after this we cool out and we go about our regular daily life. Do you try to fast Monday and Thursday? The Prophet used to do this. Do you treat your wife nicely? Do you try to roll your sleeve up and help your wife in the house, like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do sometimes? Do you try to look to the orphan and to try to help them? This was the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Are you kind to animals? Do you let your children say Ayatul Kursi or Ikhlas Fakhnas before they go to sleep? Or they go to sleep with the music and the TV and Nintendo and all these things? Where we are from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the real love of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Brothers, look the way how some of us pray. We go up and down. Fajr Salat al-Zuhr in less than 5 minutes. Subhanallah. How you can... The Prophet says, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Pray like you saw me praying. Do we really pray like the Prophet? We need to be real with our own self. the love of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Allah said, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Say, if you really love Allah, so follow me, Allah will love you and forgive for you your sins. I beg Allah's forgiveness for me and you and all the Muslims, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the love of his Prophet and the love of his Sunnah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send his blessings on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and those who follow the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
استووا.